The hardest working man in show business.
Oh, come on.
Ron Anesti. What is your title with the Arcata Theater? Owner.
I am the owner and all that stuff.
Owner of Arcata Theater. And how'd you get here? I mean, you were running late. What'd you do with your car? Well, you didn't bicycle with all the naked bicycles.
Let me tell you something here, David Hoekstra. Your directions say take Michigan Avenue. Don't ever do that to anybody again.
So did you get stuck with the bicycles?
Yeah, there's bicycles and there's people and there's trip. But you'd think it's
did
just,
you see that? I mean, they're all naked. Most of them are naked.
I know. And I stopped.
They shouldn't have been naked.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. It's the selfies that I took. It was really, I couldn't pass it up.
So what did you do with your car?
I parked it right here on Illinois.
You
so
did?
Yeah,
okay.
I got a little thing here.
And tell me, before we went on the air, who were you with earlier? What were you doing today?
It's crazy because, you know, at the Arcata, we got all kinds of things going on. And today we've got like the Voices of Rock going on tonight.
And who's on that?
It's Joey Mollen from Badfinger.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, yeah.
And then Denny Lane, who not only was a founding member of the Moody Blues in the early 60s in the British Revolution here there, but also in 71 started Paul McCartney and the Wings.
Right, right.
And then also Fran Cosmo from Boston. So all these great things happening tonight at the Arcata.
Now, I bet after the show you're going to go out there, right?
I came from there. Don't you understand?
Yeah,
from St. Charles, I'm going to go back.
You're going to go back out there.
I did all this for you.
Now, I know you. I've known you for years.
Yes.
And the reason you're on the show tonight is... they call it Taste of Oakley. That's what all of us regulars call
it. The internal people,
yeah. Yeah, but it's you know how I feel about it. When I said the Sun-Times, I wrote about it. On my website, I've written about it. I think it is the greatest street festival in Chicago.
You know, you've always said that,
yeah.
Dave. And it's really nice of you. You know, and it's almost not a street festival.
Right.
I think that's why people like it so much. You know, it's in a classic, generations old neighborhood. It's a place they call Little Tuscany, right by there by 24th and Oakley. And it started years ago. We had Ryerson Steel down there, and they had all these guys from Italy just coming in from Italy because they had all this work at the steel foundries. And they would stay 20, 30 guys all in these little homes or these little apartments on Oakley. So these little restaurants opened up just to feed them. And as that all went away and Ryerson closed, the restaurants stood the test of time. And about 26 years ago, 25 years ago, the neighborhood was kind of going down. And they're very good friends. I grew up kind of there. Not really, but I kind of
You're Taylor Street.
I'm Taylor Street,
yeah, right. Not far.
Not too far. Mm-hmm. Knew a lot of people down there.
Uh-huh.
And the neighborhood was really going down, so we decided to start this festival. And I'll tell you what, it's been...
Told you about the cell phone.
I thought I turned it off. What the hell?
Okay, all right.
And, but anyway, we had it going for a few years now. And then Mayor Daley came to cut the ribbon one year. And his people said he's only got 7 minutes. Get the ribbon ready. Come down. He's going to snip the ribbon and he's got to get in the car. He did it. He looked around. Maggie, his wife, loved Italy so much they would go to Italy every year. He stayed 2.5 hours, went through 6 Peronis. Him and I just sitting there, and he just loved it. And since then, people have been loving it.
I mean, it's a neighborhood a lot of people maybe don't know about. It's like an island. It really is like an island.
It really is, Dave.
Surmac and Western, about 2400 South.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little like there's these restaurants, as I mentioned earlier, that have been staying alive just because of this festival for the most part, because it would give it a lot of promotion. But these restaurants, I'm telling you, you're talking Bacchanalia, La Fontanella, the Ignatz and Il
Bruna's, are they still there?
They're still there.
They opened in 1933. They go back to the 30s. Yeah,
time.
Right. Uh-huh.
So these restaurants are still keeping it, and they're going crazy all year.
One time I was doing a story on Dion, and it reminds me of the Arthur Avenue section of Little Italy there in the Bronx.
It's my favorite place on the planet,
yeah.
Arthur Avenue, 187th and Arthur Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. So your festival, it starts on June 16th and runs through June 18th. Why don't you handicap it for it? I mean, there's something, you know, I love it. I can't be there on Saturday because of this, but I am going to go on Sunday. What's the Gigolo Lounge? I mean, tell us some of the highlights.
Well, I know.
Gigolo Johnny's Lounge?
Yeah, you know, we do. I know.
What is that?
He's kind of like a Bill Murray kind of guy.
Oh, he is?
Kind of like that, you know. But we've got
What does he do? Does he sing?
Sings.
Does
he talk? Yeah. He sings.
Oh, like a Bill Murray, like a spoof thing?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. That's when we close the event. But I'm really excited because this year we're starting off with Tony Ocean. But Tony Ocean does, you know, Tony 1,000 years,
yeah,
maybe 10,000 years.
Yeah.
But he's doing all his, you know, it's the 100th anniversary of Dean Martin's birthday.
Right.
So we're doing a big Dean Martin thing.
So Tony Ocean, Las Vegas band, that's on a Friday.
Right.
Oh, well, 7:30 to 10:30.
He's doing a whole night. Yeah. Saturday, I'm really excited. excited. We're bringing back from California Lance Lipinski. Lance Lipinski played Jerry Lee Lewis in the Chicago adaptation of A Million Dollar Quartet. He's an incredible performer. And we've got the legendary Drifters. And we're doing Joe Torito.
Okay, the legendary Drifters I got here. See how well researched I am.
Look at you.
5 o'clock on Saturday, June 17th. Lance Lipinski and the Lovers, 6:30. And then there's Gigolo Johnny's Lounge again at 10 o'clock.
It's hysterical.
Boy, I know a lot about this stuff, but I don't know him. I'm very intrigued.
What? Nick Pontarelli's doing a whole Sinatra thing. We've got Father's Day Mass.
Father's Day, June 18th. Tell us about that.
You know, Dave, it's really cool. This is one of the coolest things about this, Dave. I've been doing this, like I said, about 25 years, and now I get people coming up to me and saying, this is just like you, it's a tradition. They come every year. And I get people coming up to me saying, you know what? Our father passed away a few years ago, but the family still comes from around the country every Father's Day just to meet here, just in his memory. And that's what's going on. We start out Father's Day with a Father's Day Mass in honor of the fathers that have passed. And those are still with us, you know. And then we're just cooking on the street. That's why it's not really a festival. It's more like an Italian block party.
Uh-huh, right.
The wine's flowing. The garlic's in the air. The meatballs are flipping. Sausage on the grill.
Joe Martino and the Valeri Dancers.
Come on. What's
1:30 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Then here it is. The Dean Martin 100th birthday celebration, 6:30 to 7:45.
Right.
Oh, Jack D'Amico. He's been on the show.
Johnny Maggio.
Yeah. That's great. And then what was the other thing that stuck out here? Comedy and Magic. Joe DeLuca. Tell us about that. That's 3 o'clock, the accordionist.
You know what? The rocket accordionist. You know what we do? We have like our restaurant row, and I put a little stage right in the middle of the food there with the guy typical from Italy with the accordion and the striped shirt. Just having a great time. Like I said, it's like going to your aunt's house on Sunday for dinner.
Talk to us about what the essence of neighborhood is. We mentioned the Bronx, but what is the essence of neighborhood in the Italian-American community in Chicago?
Well, you know, Dave, you really struck a nerve, and we really don't have the time for me to adequately go through it because it's a big deal to us. You know, being Italian-American, we're all about family, and family is neighborhood. You know, neighborhoods, they say that, like in Melrose Park, there's 50,000 people, three families. And that's how it is. You know, you grow up, everyone's outside, you're not locking your doors, everyone's eating together, all the kids are eating one family's house, then the next. That's what we grew up with, and that's what we're trying to keep it going, especially in this festival. You come out there, it's safe, it's clean, and you got people sitting on the stoops having pizza and sitting outdoors, and it's just wonderful.
And in the circles you travel and the places you go, how important are the values of neighborhood in 21st century America?
Boy, it's so important because it's just like everything else that was part of our traditions. It's going away. Mm-hmm. And we try, and that's one of the reasons why I'm hanging on to this festival and the other one I do in Addison in August, because it's hanging on to our traditions. You know, I just recently lost my parents, and you know, to me, that's my mom just about, I don't know, 5 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And, you know, it's because of that. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I it's so important for me to pass on our traditions and our heritage, and this kind of an event really does that. And countless people come up to me and say, you know what, this event, these types of events really foster our heritage.
I've always written about it, and it's like there's not a big hipster factor, you know. Like you don't see it. It's just really,
it's
really
like
down to earth. It really is, really is humble and down to earth.
Thank you.
Give us the details. Like I know it's a donation, suggested donation, but give us a website how people can find out more about it.
Well, it's on a city street, so we don't charge to get in, but we do ask for a suggested donation of $7. And you know, we've got four stages of entertainment, continuous family entertainment, and that's expensive, so that's why we ask for that. We do sell beer and wine on the street. We've got, like I said, these are generations old. This isn't, lack of a better word, carnival food. These are generations old recipes. This is good stuff.
What's some good ones?
Oh my gosh, we've got Vesuvios. We've got pastas that are with peas and bacon and all these types of things that are just you can't get at a festival. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got arancini, the rice balls.
I've had those. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's just something that that really transcends recipes that they had in the 30s, in the 40s when they first opened. They're still doing, but it's on the street.
And is there a website?
Yeah, you go to oshows.com. It's letter O, shows.com. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We kick it off at Friday at 5 o'clock. We go to 11 o'clock on Friday. We're noon to 11 on Saturday, noon to 9 on Sunday.
And you're there all the time. You're always on site.
Come on. Who thinks making the sausage?
And it's rain or shine. I've been there when it rains.
So have I, man.
Yeah.
So have
but
I.
If it's really bad weather, like wind and lightning and stuff.
Yeah, but you know, we're on a city street. We're in between, in the middle of a bunch of homes, and it's very rare that it does. And if it does, it's only for a minute.
Okay. We're going to take a break from commercials, and we're going to come back and talk about the Arcata Theater.
Yeah, man.
After this on WGN.
I love that.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal with our friend Ron and Esty with Taste of Oakley. Are there pizza pies, the pizza down there?
Of course there's the moon? Pizza and sausage and beef and pasta and arancini and gelato and lemonade. It's all there, man.
It's next weekend. It's really, really just a great festival. I recommend it highly. Now, I've known you for a long time, but I don't know quite the this came before the Arcata. When did you get involved with the Arcata Theater?
Well,
or is it Arcata?
It's Arcata.
Yeah, I'm mispronouncing it.
It's
yeah,
Arcata. The Arcata Theater.
Yeah.
And I bought it 11 years ago.
So, yeah, the Taste of Oakley, all that was first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it was actually something where I was managing a band called American English, who I know you
know
very well.
Oh, I know those guys, yeah.
And I used to book them at this place, and it was kind of it was a real dump, frankly. It was had holes in the walls.
The Arcata.
And I just was trying to book the band there, and they weren't returning my calls. I went there, and they had dumpsters outside. They're starting to not really knock it down, but they're going to repurpose it as a professional building. And I started putting offers and stupid offers, and all of a sudden it was mine. I was like, now what do you do? Be careful what you wish for, kind of thing.
It's really, really taken off. Yeah. I took the ad out from
Isn't
the.
Crazy?
I just want to. I got some things. I want to just plug some shows for you.
Thank you.
And ask you what is your booking policy? I mean, we're gonna do a piece in a couple of weeks on Paul Schaefer.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Coming to your theater yep. on with the late night most of the late night band.
Yeah, man.
On Friday, June 30th. But then you've got Priscilla, an evening with Priscilla Presley on August 20th.
Yes.
Discussing her life with Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
You've got. Now, I might have to come out. Dan, we can come out for this. July 20th and July 21st, Ted Nugent.
Come on, man.
We don't get into politics much on this.
I got my squirrel tail ready.
But that's the thing. When I first got him, I'm like, okay, this whole politics thing, I'm like, just give me a freaking half-hour cat scratch fever and a 40-minute, stranglehold, and I'm good. And we had him last year, and he was fabulous. Ted was fabulous.
Was he okay?
It was all about the music.
Did you check him for any guns or anything?
He was. He's a bad dude. I'm scary as hell.
I interviewed him at his home out in Michigan years ago. One more, and then I want to. Friday, October 20th, the Artemis Pyle Band featuring the original drummer of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
How do you
find these people? I want the listeners to know the. You go to talent booking shows or how do you find?
I travel the country.
I mean, does Artemis Pyle call you?
Well, actually, he does because he's a good friend. But here's the thing. Now, you laugh.
No, you laugh.
But here, I do, like you, look at all that research, papers you've got. No, look at all you're doing your research, right?
Yeah, right?
I do my research. So here's the thing. October, what is that? October 9th?
October 20th.
October 20th.
The Artemis Pyle Band.
I do my Wikipedia freaking stuff. October 20th is the 40th anniversary of when Lynyrd Skynyrd had the fateful plane crash killed the whole band. No, it wasn't great.
Well, it was great. I imagine you did the research.
The whole band perished except for three. And he was one of the guys who survived. And he's one of two that's still alive. And on that day, he's going to be at my place, the actual 40th anniversary, he does all the Ronnie Van Zant, all the Lynyrd Skynyrd songs. I mean, Freebird and Sweet Home Alabama, of course, does them all. But we're also doing a retrospective of what it was like to be on that plane and on that plane crash.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Okay, so now
we got. I got to say one real quick. Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
I know Dennis.
I know you know.
He's in our Disco Demolition book.
Exactly, yeah. But just to show you just how I try to throw a spin on things. What's his date? Oh, July 9th. I think it's July 9th.
July 9th. Oh, yeah, the Grand Illusion.
Right.
Friday, July 7th.
July 7th.
40th anniversary concert of the Grand Illusion.
Right. So we're talking, it's a 40th anniversary of his Grand Illusion album. He's going to play it in his entirety. He's never done that before.
Now, this, I mean, I'm real interested. We should get him on the show. I know he had a book out, Vinny Appice, Last in Line, featuring former Dio members, Vivian Campbell and Vinny Appice.
Yep.
Played with Rod Stewart, too.
No, he's tremendous.
Well, Vanilla Fudge was his big thing.
Well, that's Carmine, too.
Carmine
Appice.
Yeah, and that's July 19th.
Yep. We got Pat Benatar. We've got Toto. We've got America. Got them all, man.
So how, I mean, do you go to booking shows?
You know what it is, Dave? I've been doing this 35 years. And just like your business is 150% relationship-based.
Uh-huh.
So is mine. And after all these years, you know the acts. You know the managers. And, you know, we just talk. And we work it out. And a lot of these managers manage the same guys. Plus, I cook for all the acts, Dave. They love coming by me because I cook.
What do you make them?
I make them all kinds of stuff. Like today so I'll give you an example. You got Joey Molland and Denny Lane, both from England. So I made them, it's called roast beef and Yorkshire pudding, because that's what from England. And I did this whole beef loin for them and the Yorkshire pudding, and they went crazy. Rick Springfield calls me, there's a thing called meet and greets.
Yeah,
he calls me the king of the eat and greet. Because we cook for the bands. So they all love coming by us because we treat them like family.
One more, and then I want to ask about the speakeasy. September 24th, the Bubblegum Pop Tour. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, Chris Montez, and Dennis Tufano.
Billy, don't be a hero. Dennis Tufano from the Buckingham.
Yeah,
Bands, right.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Montez, who did Last Dance. Chris Montez actually opened, he had the Beatles open for him.
We had Tommy Rowe on the show.
Rowe did that. And it was funny because Tommy Rowe and Chris Montez fly to England. They got this backup band of four guys with mop top haircuts. They said they'll never last. And at the beginning of the tour, these four guys opened for them. But that was March of 1963. And that's when the Beatles, their first album, Let It Be, came out. And they exploded. And by the end of the tour, Chris Montez and Tommy Rowe was opening for the Beatles. They flipped it over.
Right. Is there anybody you've looked for, you wanted to get, you couldn't get? Do you have a dream booking?
I mean, there's a lot of them, and I unfortunately got to wait till they have walkers for them to come by me.
Yeah.
But they, there's like Tom Jones is on my bucket list to get over there.
Uh-huh.
Cheap Trick was, and we hit him twice, and they loved it. But Robert Plant is another one I want to have, and I'll get him.
We've been there a couple times for Burton Cummings.
Oh, man.
And he loves the place. He always talks about...
loves it.
Yeah.
During his whole show. I mean, they all do. That's the thing, Dave. They feel, it's like the festival. It's not a venue. It's like going to someone's home, you know, even though we're 900 seats.
Yeah. Now, in the time we have left, when we were there for Burton Cummings a while ago, my buddy Mark and I, we went up to the speakeasy. Tell us what you've done there at the speakeasy upstairs.
Well, this was our 90th anniversary of the building of the theater. We opened September 6, 1926. And in the spirit of the Roaring Twenties, on the third floor, I was poking around and I realized that I went beyond the drop ceilings. There were high ceilings and hidden rooms. So I knocked down some walls and I said, wow, this is incredible. So in the spirit of the 1920s, I opened up, we built up there a 1920 style speakeasy, and it's jaw-dropping. It's over 400 antiques. There's different rooms like the Louis Armstrong room, the Charlie Chaplin room. It's live entertainment. It's drinking classic cocktails out of 100-year-old glasses. It's really something to see.
Now, is that open independently? Is it open on nights of shows? Give us all the details on that, address, the hours.
Yeah, again, it's on the third floor of our theater right in St. Charles on Main Street at the Fox River, and right on North Avenue, actually, which is Main Street in St. Charles. And it's open Wednesday through Sunday, and you can have full dinner, come for drinks, but it is a venue in and of itself. A lot of times what people do is they'll come there for dinner before the show they're going to downstairs in the main theater. Or, like tonight, we've got we do a lot of period stuff. You know, mm-hmm. We've also had, like, Tony Bennett's daughter, Antonia, or Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats. It's got its own show there, so it's a dinner show type of thing as well.
Do you draw... Is it a suburban audience you draw? Or do people come? I mean, I live in the city. I come out for shows.
You'd be surprised, Dave. We have so many shows at the Arcata Theater, and we have so many different types of things. I mean, you know, like you said, Ted Nugent. One night we'll have Ted Nugent. The next night we'll have Engelbert Humperdinck. And the next night we'll have Bret Michaels of Poison. And then we might have something from the – we might have a train or something. You know, it's crazy. So they come from all over.
Well, thanks for hustling down here.
Oh, man.
Sorry about all the traffic and the naked bicycle riders.
Well, I am going to don my jeans and grab a Schwinn and get home.
Thank you so much for coming down, Ron and Esty. Give us another round on Taste of Oakley next weekend.
Okay.
For sure, I'll be there.
It's actually called Festa Pasta Vino at the heart of Italy. It's right there, 2500 South Oakley. It's just by Cermak and Western. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go to oshows.com. That's letter O. shows.com.
Very good.
Dave, I love you. You've always been such a big supporter. Thank you, really. You're our freaking legendary in Chicago. You belong on this station. Thank you so much, man.